Today, on the Southern California Real Estate Report, we talk about rents in downtown San Diego. Stay tuned.
Good morning and welcome to Southern California Real Estate Report. This is Bob McGuire and Danielle Wise coming to you from San Diego, California. So, you know, we've been talking about different submarkets a lot during our podcast, and one of the ones that comes up all the time is downtown.
Right,
and,
exactly.
And so this downtown market, it's been something that, you know, we've had our eyes on. There's been so much construction that ended up over the last, you know, probably 5 years downtown that, you know, we knew that there was going to be really high demand for downtown Class A apartments. But now it seems that, you know, since the pandemic and everything, that's starting to shift. And so now the suburbs, everyone's bailing out of downtown and heading to the suburbs. And so we're coming back to a period where there's going to be some absorption problems in downtown San Diego.
Exactly. And, you know, we kind of expected this to happen. We even talked about it in previous podcasts. But, you know, it was hard to tell in the beginning what this whole COVID thing was going to look like when people's leases started to end.
Yeah. And so it's interesting. The stabilized vacancy rate downtown has risen by more than 300 basis points this year. So this is a CoStar report. CoStar put it out, and, you know, it's basically saying that, you know, downtown San Diego is still trying to capture that last demand that they had. And, you know, there's a couple things going on. One, the suburbs are more popular because you get larger units. Two, you're not as high density, right?
Right.
And so that's really, you know, kind of what people are looking at. Also, you know, with the job loss and things like that that are going on downtown, it's having a big effect on Class A type products. So, you know, the Class B and, you know, the neighborhoods like North Park and stuff like that are proving to be by far the most resilient neighborhoods that that are in this city right now. Some of the lower-end neighborhoods, like into the areas of El Cajon and, you know, Spring Valley, places like that, we've heard a lot about vacancy issues and or collection issues, whereas a lot of these suburb properties that maybe somebody was in a Class A building, had a very good white-collar job, could afford to live in a Class A building, is now kind of relocating to a larger space.
Exactly.
And, you know, in a more suburban neighborhood. So that's really interesting. It's going to be interesting to see how this shakes out over the next year. So right now they're saying at the height of the shutdown, net absorption or the number of apartments moved into versus moved out of in downtown fell by more than 260 units. For comparison, the rest of San Diego region recorded positive net absorption of more than 220. So that means downtown just started shedding tenants really fast, and it's just never recaptured that. So the interesting thing is that last year, one of the buildings that was a really, really successful building was a building that was located, if I can find this, I think it was right on the edge of the East Village, right? And at that time, their lease up was going really well. They had leased up like it was a 400-unit building, and they had leased up like 30 units
right.
in the month of June. Now that building is back to where it was pre-lease up, and they're probably going to go back to some of the pre-lease up incentives that they had in the past. So it's interesting that we're probably going to see this new round of downtown space that's going to be re-incentivized back to, you know, what it was 2 years ago. So yeah. You're probably going to get 2 or 3 months of free rent. You're probably going to have a much lower lease rate than what the market was prior to this pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's going to be really interesting to keep an eye on. Right now, it's saying that when you remove downtown's inventory from this latest data set of absorption, the demand was positive during the shutdown between March and May, and the region recorded more than 220 units of absorption. Well, that was about 400 units less than what we historically see there. The downtown region over the spring and into the early summer was making up for that. So, but then between June and October, the region minus downtown absorbed 1,250 units, or almost 800 more than at the same period between 2017 and 2019. So the suburbs are really doing well during this pandemic. I mean, they're having no problems. Whereas the downtown buildings and just downtown in general is really suffering.
And I think that is something we'll see for a little while, but I don't think that's something that's going to last for forever. And I think maybe that's something that, you know, is a bit of a takeaway, is that we've also talked about, you know, biotech hubs moving to downtown, and, you know, the remodeling of the Westfield Center, you know, into a tech hub itself, and the waterfront project. And you have to think that with all this good stuff coming to downtown San Diego, and the pandemic will end, you know,
at some point.
And, you know, who knows how far along we are in it. But, you know, hopefully within the next year, we should see hopefully some kind of change in this. I think people will realize that, you know, San Diego downtown is a really nice downtown. I think that, you know, hopefully there are other issues in downtown San Diego that obviously contribute to people wanting to move away from downtown San Diego other than just the pandemic itself. But, you know, I think that San Diego has a lot of stuff going for it, especially in that area, that will eventually make that type of real estate really desirable for renters. And remember, like, renters are fickle. They want what they want right now, and then they can move on, and they don't have a mortgage that they're tied to.
Yeah, they have that luxury. You're right about that. I think one of the things, though, that everyone needs to really be aware of is the difference in pricing between a suburban, say, one-bedroom unit and what a downtown one-bedroom unit is. And the difference, according to CoStar, is about $700. So when you're talking about a savings of $9,000 a year to go live in a suburban location and still get a one-bedroom, it's not going to have the views, it's not going to have the amenities, it's not going to be as new and as nice and obviously have the sexiness that a new building has. But, you know, to live in a nice North Park one-bedroom and you're saving $700 a month, that's really meaningful. So, in my opinion, you're not going to see downtown really start to take off until this new office is built and absorbed and operating, and until jobs return to downtown. That's just too much of a savings, and that's too much of a gap. So I think that gap will change, and I do think that it'll get better, but I think it's just going to take some time. So, you know, we'll see what happens with new construction, and if there's a little bit of a slowdown in construction, or maybe some things get shelved until after this is over and then come back after we see what nobody really knows. I mean, the biotech thing is great downtown, but nobody really knows who the tenants are at this point. We know that it's proposed, but we don't know who the major tenants are or what the major employment is. So I think until we get to that point,
yeah,
you know, downtown is going to be, you know, it's going to take some time to kind of get back from this. So the good news is, if you're a renter and you still work downtown and you can afford downtown, there's never going to be a time where downtown's going to be more affordable than it is right now, because there's going to be a lot of incentives to get in renters, and that's probably going to run for at least 2 years, you know?
Yeah.
So
yeah, exactly.
So we'll keep an eye on this. You know, we're excited to hear what happens with the biotech. We're obviously excited to hear what happens with this Kilroy project as well, so for more downtown office. You know, the office market is its own animal now, and we'll continue to monitor that too. Obviously, the biotech space is a real bright spot in commercial real estate right now, and it's very much a bright spot in the office market. And so because of the specificity of that type of space, it's very hard to have biotech people working from home and things like that. So that is going to be something that is going to get used. It's become very popular. This particular developer that's doing the project downtown has four other locations throughout the United States. So I think as that takes off, that will really change the downtown scope, and those apartments will become much more valuable then. So thanks for listening today, and we'll keep an eye on this. This has been the Southern California Real Estate Report.